This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Brandon Hyde announced yesterday that Dean Kramer is going to pitch Game 3, and Sagano is going to pitch Game 4. It's a four-game series. Start the year in Toronto. Remember, it's a controlled environment, so there's no threat of weather, unlike opening day, perhaps. And we were talking a couple of days ago as we did our Orioles predictions for the 2025 season. Who's going to lead the team in wins? Who's going to have the lowest earned run average, innings, and all of that good stuff? And I'm going with Povich to finish with the lowest earned run average, and I don't know why. We'll just call it a hunch for sure, but I think the confidence level has increased dramatically. He's added a new pitch to his arsenal, whatever that fancy term for a changeup is. So he looks like he can go out and deal. Now, even though he's a smallish guy, he could bring it mid-90s. So Cade Povich, there's upside there. Now, is he in the rotation out of necessity? Yeah, because Grayson Rodriguez isn't pitching. And as we've talked about all week long, I don't see him pitching anytime soon. I mean, we're already targeting Kyle Gibson being ready for May 1st with no sure date for when Grayson Rodriguez will even throw a baseball in anger. Yeah, he was long tossing, but as we said yesterday, Felix Batista, after he blew out his elbow, was long tossing at Fenway in September of that season. So we'll see how it goes, but I've got a lot of confidence in Cade Povich. I think it's the smart move because Suarez could be more of a swing guy for you. We're Povich by trade. Is a starting pitcher.
How many do they give him? You know, like if he struggles early, how many do they give him?
And he'd have to be abysmal because you still have to wait till your replacement.
Yeah.
Now, of course, with opening day and the possibilities of rainouts as you get into other venues, you know, there could be pushback days. For instance, Monday could be a weather issue here in Baltimore.
Now 70%.
He'll get April, I would think. Now, if he deals in April, does that, and everyone else is acceptable, does that mean Kyle Gibson's ramp-up time or the wait time for him is extended a little bit more? I mean, now we're talking about Kyle Gibson, a guy who had no other offers, who had contemplated retirement, coming in here and being like Jim Palmer. And yes, he's solid and he makes his starts, but if Povich is doing well and Sagano and Kramer, et cetera, I don't think you need to rush Kyle Gibson up at any time. Because if Povich is leaving a rotation, I would think that means he's leaving Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you had an influx of talent that maybe there was a scenario where Povich could get some time in the pen, but I don't know how productive that is for him long term. And let's be honest, I mean, he earned it out of spring training. It's not like he got it by default just because of the injury. If Povich didn't have a great spring, they could have easily handed it to Albert Suarez, a guy who they had a little bit more confidence in coming out of last year. Sure, he's up there in age, and last year was kind of an anomaly for him, but that was a little bit more of a stronger track record than just Cade Povich's strong September. So it's exciting to see, and outside of Chase McDermott, he's your only notable pitching prospect, or that's now a rising star in the majors, to be excited about, and McDermott isn't healthy right now. So Cade Povich is the guy by himself.
Gibson is more insurance policy, I would think. If we, hopefully we don't, but if we do, we got a guy that has experience.
Right, and whether it's April, May 1st, as Hyde said, or somewhere later in the season, he will be needed. I can guarantee you that.
No doubt.
At some point, he will be needed. When is that's the only question.
Again, I mean, they're already telling you when they expect Gibson to be ready. No idea when Grayson Rodriguez will be, which I think is pretty telling. But as we get into the predictions for the upcoming season, 2025, let's get more to the offense. Vinny and I agree that Adley Rutschman will be the leader in regards to batting average.
Yep.
Nolan, you went with Westberg.
Mm-hmm.
I took Mountie to lead in home runs. You guys went with Gunner, which I would do. And maybe the angst for Gunner isn't all that great. He could be back, I don't know, by the time they hit the road next week after the series against Boston. But he'll be back before May, it seems.
And I think Mountcastle's going to have a big year.
I think he's going to have a monster season.
Yeah, with that wall, I think his head's right. I think he's going to help make up for Santander's power number.
Now, here's an interesting one. Meh, because stolen bases aren't what they used to be. And Cedric Mullins is usually the leader. You have Mateo. And by the way, you saw yesterday, we'll talk to Steve Molesky about this. Mateo's not in Toronto. Soto's got a locker. And so does Brian Baker. And I would think you don't need to be Colombo to start connecting dots in regards to that one. But it's either Mateo or Mullins. Nolan McGraw, will start with you. Who leads the Orioles in stolen bases? And to follow it up, will they have maybe multiple guys with double digit?
They should.
Stolen base.
I don't see any reason why they shouldn't. I mean, they've been talking a big game this spring about, hey, we want to steal more bases, be more active on the base paths in general. Well, it's time to actually put your money where your mouth is, because Cedric Mullins might still be the most capable base stealer on this team, and he would be still my pick to lead the way. But there's no reason that a Gunnar Henderson can't take his 21 and start pushing 30. I don't think Jorge Mateo is going to play enough to maybe match what he's done in the past. That's my only concern with him. But when he's out there, the speed is there, no doubt about it. But yeah, I mean, love to see more from Cowser, more from Jackson Holliday, those guys getting a little more active. But as far as a leader, I still got to give the nod to Cedric.
The only thing, and I agree with you with Gunner, but the only thing is I want to protect him a little bit. I don't want to put him in those positions where he could possibly get hurt, you know, stealing a base.
That might fall on deaf ears. I mean, we see the way he plays the game sometimes.
You got to give him the signal unless he's got the automatic go. But I'll pick Holliday because they seem like, you know, in spring training, every time he got on, they're sending him. So he's bunting, you know, to get on base. So if he can get hits and have a good on-base percentage, I think Holliday's going to be the guy.
Yeah, I think I'll go Mullins because he'll get the most at-bats. Gunner, and then Holliday third. But could the Orioles have three guys with 20 stolen bases this
Hopefully.
Year?
Yeah. And I think really, look, team total last year was 98. And we got to get that up.
So that's, they're 60 right there. You know what I'm saying?
So I think 98, just to put it in perspective, middle of the pack at best in all of Major League Baseball last year. And of course, there's been an uptick in stolen bases since the rule changes. So there's no reason why the Orioles should be middle of the pack. They should be, with the talent they have, I mean, top 10, quite frankly.
Well, they should be more aggressive on the base pass. There is team speed. Look, yep. Westberg's not exactly lugging the piano, and neither is Cowser. Nope. So they've got some dudes that could get out there and do some things aggressively. So we'll go Mullins. Vinny's going Holliday, who I think finishes in the top three. But who knows? If Jackson Holliday establishes himself as an offensive force, then maybe he could surpass said.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if he got category. 20, it'd be a hell of a year for him.
Yeah. 2020? Do we want to get into those predictions yet?
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.